We were up in the mountains, and it was like 1:30 in the morning. And my sergeant said to me, "Private Gaspari, stand guard duty." I said, "Sergeant, I don't feel good. I'm tired. I got a cold. I'm freezing, and my legs are frozen." He said, "I don't care what's freezing on you. You're going to stand guard duty." I said, "I don't care what you say. I'm not going to stand guard duty. You want to kill me? Kill me. End it." He said, "Go back to the pillbox." So I went back to the pillbox. I go back to the pillbox. I lay down. 5:30 in the morning, we assemble out in the front, 45 soldiers. And he said, "Private Luke Gaspari, step forward." I step forward. He said, "You're on your own. Goodbye and good luck. This is pitch dark, in the woods, cold, in German territory, and he left me to die. I'm here to talk about the story." And I finally went down. I waited till it got daylight. In the meantime, I was crying, thinking of my family, my parents, my brothers. I said, "I know I'm going to die. I can't last here. I'm all alone." And I kept crying, and I'm praying. So I finally got down to the bottom of the hill. I tried to walk down, but everything was icy. I slipped, so I sat on my butt and pushed myself down tree by tree till I get to the bottom of the road. So I got down to the bottom of the road. I didn't know which way to go, right or left. So I figured I'd go right-handed because I'm a right-handed man. So I go right. And as I'm walking slow, very slow, my feet are frozen and very cold, don't know where I'm going, and I'm praying to the Lord, and I hear a motor. I couldn't make it back up into the woods in time, so I lay dead with the rest of the soldiers, and two truckloads of Germans passed by. I could hear them talking in German, and as I'm laying down, I waited till I could hear just a little of the motor. And I picked my head up to see how far. They made a turn. They were out of sight. I went back up into the woods again. Little by little, I got in there. And I'm crying and praying. And matter of a time, I hear another motor. And I get behind a tree, and I'm praying. And I'm holding myself still. Three truckloads of German. Now, as they passed by, I said, "Why am I going this way? This is German territory. I can't go this way to the right." I stopped from moving, and I'm crying and thinking. And all of a sudden, matter of a time passed on. I hear another motor. I get behind the tree, and I look, and it's the Americans. A jeep was in the front of the convoy. I step out and I yell, "Help, help." And the jeep stopped. And the jeep put a 50 caliber machine gun on me. And he said to me, "Soldier, drop your rifle, face the woods with your hands up, drop your hand grenades and your ammo." I dropped everything. I was crying but happy that I'm in American hands. I dropped everything down, my hands up. A sergeant comes up with a corporal, one with a carbine and one with a 45. And he said, "What's your name?" I said, "Private Luke Gaspari." "What company? What division?" I said, "87 Acorn, 347 Company G Division." He says, "What's your general's name?" I said, "General McCollin." He says, "Who's the President of the United States?" I said, "President Truman." He says, "Where do you live?" I said, "I live in New York City." He said, "Who's your favorite baseball team?" At that time, I said, "The New York Yankees." He said, "Where are they located at?" I said, 161st Street and Grand Concourse in the Bronx. The most famous words, "Let's go, soldier." And I cried again and again, but I was happy that I'm here to talk about the whole story. A lot of men that I know are not here. like I said before, rest, may they rest in peace.